Can't start before the half somewhere. I hope it picks up Tate in the background.
Yeah.
That'd be great. That'd be great. Well, will I get in trouble for that? I don't know. Okay, this is the last play of the game. You think we're going to take a shot?
Nope. We're going to double tight.
Double tight, no, one tight end. One now, tight end. Will people boo?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. From the 25. Double tight.
Run the ball.
Running.
Stretch.
Stretch it out.
Nothing.
Clock runs out.
Listen.
Josh Ferguson, the ball carrier.
Oh, wait, there aren't fans. There's nobody here. That's right. I forgot. Okay. So let's get dramatic.
Sure.
How big is the next 30 minutes of football?
Really big. You're losing at home to Western Kentucky right now. And
total yards is 249 them, 218 us.
Tim Beckman's third season. Can't afford to lose a game like this at home.
I think the biggest thing is Washington's a loss. So a loss today means that whole bowl you're shooting for, you got to get four Big Ten wins.
Yeah.
And you're not gonna find four Big Ten wins.
No, I think it's awfully tough to get there if you're losing to a team like Western Kentucky. I mean, and it's the problems with, you know, everybody who's concerned about, you know, the aerial attack, and really what the problem has been is run defense. Their rusher is already over 100 yards. Is that right?
They've got 101.
Got 101 yards and a half of football. And they're not a running team.
I'd like you to spell out my sound there. There's some G's, a couple F's.
Is there a depressed accent mark? I don't know. Is it just like a sad face over an O?
Yes. Yes, it's
a creepy umlaut.
It's its own emoticon. In fact, I'm just going to put this up as on the post. I'm just going to put...
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's challenging. I mean, the biggest problem defensively has been tackling.
Yep.
They're not hitting stuff down the field.
Yeah, that T.J. Neal at the third down.
Yeah.
Had him at the 36 or so, which would have forced either a punt or a go for it on fourth. And
well, I mean, the turning point has been you go for it on fourth and one.
Yep.
Not able to convert. Didn't get line surge. Looked like pretty much the same play about three times in a row. Kind of in that Maryland eye with three backs. You just try to pour it in with a lead. Mm-hmm. It didn't happen. That hole keeps getting constricted. And then they march 99 yards and punch it in for a touchdown. And you're down 17-14.
And so you switch those two. You give another foot to Young and one foot less to their guy.
Yeah.
And it's 21-10.
Or we can play the what-if game and say, well, you take a field goal there.
Yeah.
And you go in maybe, time. And then maybe you go for it down here when you tried your 50-yard field goal.
Yeah.
How does that look? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have three more points on the board.
Here's where I'm at. I mean, I don't know. Like, last week what we saw, I felt like it was fixable. Like, okay, first game, jitters, the new JUCO diamond, this and that.
Yeah.
If Western Kentucky comes out, not a running team, runs the ball, their guy's 100 yards at halftime, it's not. I don't know if it's repairable. Like this
it's not,
season,
it's not. The biggest problems in my mind defensively have nothing to do with scheme. They're not schematic.
Yeah,
it's a matter of tackling, and it's a matter of being able to disengage from blocks and make a play.
Yeah,
and those are the two biggest. Are those things coachable? Yes. Are you going to all of a sudden become a good tackling team in the midst of a season? No. I don't see that happening. I see that as something that has to happen during the spring, something that has to happen during fall camp. You're just not doing enough hitting during the week of a regular season in order to correct that problem. That's concerning to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And I've always thought that with, like, the, you know, the, you watch a practice in Rantoul, and you know, to save on injuries, you go light on hitting. It's very, very. How many times they go live from August 1st till the start of the season? Five times,
five,
maybe they're tackling.
Six, maybe.
You know, they're doing tackling drills and they're doing this, but they're not wrapping up.
No.
Yeah. And you risk injury when you do that.
You risk injury. I think also. I mean, one of the things I will say defensively is I've seen more hitting out here today than we saw a lot of last year. Now, again, that doesn't mean a whole lot if you're not wrapping up and making the easy tackles.
Yep.
They forced some turnovers. We didn't cap, you know, Illinois did not capitalize on turnovers in the first half.
Yeah.
You have to do that.
Yep.
Absolutely have to do that. Turn the ball over at least that one time with the fumbled snap. I don't know if there's another one out there. I can't remember right now.
Well, I mean, the punt doesn't count as a turnover, but it
right,
is.
Right, the punt doesn't count. That's right.
Twice the turnover that it would normally be.
Yeah. So, blown opportunities.
Yeah. So then, yeah, I mean.
In red zone offense is, you know, stagnated.
Yeah. I just, yeah, I, you know, you think that, yeah, I'm in an acceptance mode right now. Mm-hmm. Like, an acceptance mode of, like, I'm getting on an airplane tomorrow morning. I'm flying to Washington. I'm going to spend a week in Washington to watch this, and they looked awful against Hawaii.
Yeah.
So I've, you know, even with our lackluster performance last week, I talked myself into, like, you know, Washington, new scheme, don't know what the quarterback situation is. This is, you never know. And you know, I'm just accepting that I'm going out there to watch some fans cheer their team for a while and then come back. So, yeah, this is a big half.
It's a big half
of football.
It is. It's a very big half of football. You know, we've seen a lot of shuffling in the offensive line. You know, still running the ball 15 attempts for 30 yards.
Against?
Can't do that.
A Sun Belt team.
Can't do that.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, that's just something. I think the passing game has been fine. You know, Dudek is phenomenal. I mean, the guy comes up with a touchdown in the end zone, has the great run after the catch.
What did you say? He's going to be a cult hero?
I think he's going to be a cult hero. He should be in Champaign.
Yeah.
Those are the, you know, the guy makes plays.
Yep.
True freshman out there.
Yep.
And probably
smallest guy.
Yep. You know, probably best receiver.
Maybe. I mean, it's him or Gmo.
Yeah.
It's him or Gmo. I mean, Hardy had the nice little slant. But
Well, let's talk a little bit about what we want. What needs to happen in the second half.
Yes.
One of the things I'd like, you know, I'd like to see some more shots in the second half. Take some more shots deep. It seems like we've continued to take some of those intermediate ones, and Lund's thrown some good balls. He's also missed some throws.
Yeah, a couple of those were outside shoulder. That,
yeah.
You know, he may have had him on inside. I mean, and then Gmo caught that one that was outside shoulder.
Well, they just need to get it going. The run game has to work. They need to find ways in order to make that happen. The linemen have to block. That's the biggest part of it. But they need to get some explosive chunk plays, hopefully get the crowd back into it a little bit.
Yep.
Because there's no home field advantage right now, and justifiably so, because you're losing at halftime to Western Kentucky.
Yep. So let's go ahead and do it. Let's call this next. We get the ball with the kickoff. Most important series since? Since 2011, Penn State overtime. That's what I'm going with. Biggest series since 2011.
I disagree with you.
Penn State overtime, when you had a chance to stop the bleeding on that season.
Well, because the trend has been, you know, Western Kentucky moving the ball pretty well.
Yeah.
On offense.
Yeah.
So.
Got to get some takeaways.
The Illinois offense needs to do something, because I tell you what I don't want is to have a three and out or have a drive stall and then have Western Kentucky go put more points on the board. Mentally, I don't know how we're going to respond to that.
Wait, Penn State.
I don't want to find out.
Penn State wasn't over. I'm mixing the two games. Penn State, Dimke hit the upright with a chance to send to overtime in 11. It was last year that was overtime, but still.
Let's focus on the.
Yeah.
This is important.
Yes. Biggest drive in a long time. Go Illini. Don't make me sweat.